Shabbos Perek Vav, Mishnah Zion 6-7. In the previous Mishnah, we said that women can go out with their capes fastened with a sort of makeshift button. It's really worth seeing a picture if you can. Just see what we're talking about here. But if you don't get a picture, again, think of just like a nut, which you would, let's say, insert into one side of your cloak, and then that makes sort of a bulge. And then with the other side of your cloak, you could, if you had a hook, like a loop of string attached to the cloak, you could loop it around that nut, which has been shoved inside under the garment, and then that'll sort of make like a clasp, and it'll hold it in place. So our Mishnah says, following up on the previous Mishnah, saying that when you wear such a fastened cloak, it's not considered that you're transporting the nut, you're wearing the nut, and that therefore it's mutter as a tachshit, it's part of the beged, you're wearing it. So therefore, porefet al ha'evin, says the Mishnah, you could use as your makeshift button a stone, val ha'egos, or a nut, val ha'matbea, or even a coin. All these things are okay, and you're not considered to be carrying the stone or nut or coin. However, ubilvach lo tifrof l'chachila b'shabbos, says the Mishnah, and this is referring specifically to the coin, that you can't use a coin as a button, and this makeshift button setup, unless you explicitly designated this coin to be a button before Shabbos. Even if you did it last Shabbos, this Shabbos it still would need redesignation prior to Shabbos, or the coin is muktzah. And the reason why is because since a coin is worth more as a coin than as a button, it will always be reverting back to being a coin, not a makeshift button, and therefore it's muktzah as Shabbos comes in. In contrast, a stone, which is also muktzah, certainly, it's muktzah machmas gufos, but if you take a stone from the garden and put it on your bedside table for use as a button, it's clearly now been upgraded to being a button or makeshift button and no longer a stone, and therefore no Shabbos after Shabbos designation or explicit, you know, verbalization of the stone to be a button is required. It's simply clearly being used as and functioning as and set aside before Shabbos for use as a button, and therefore even once used once, it will always stay that stone on the side of your bed, on your bedside table, which is your makeshift button. No secondary or permanent verbal declarations that it's forevermore a button, not a stone, necessary. Again, as opposed to the coin, which will revert back to being a coin unless it's been designated for the whole Shabbos or permanently as a button as opposed to a coin.